I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Listen. The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, this is not right, Kayla Jo Walker.
What's that?
You got your big Tahoe trip and you say you're getting sick?
I feel like death warmed over this morning.
Why? Nice. It feels like you've been sick for like a month.
I don't know what... You know what's funny is the allergies got to me last month, like a lot of people. And then I felt fine the last couple of weeks. I'm like, here we go. We're okay. And I'm convinced that yesterday's rain screwed me up somehow. I don't know how. But I woke up this morning and it was the biggest struggle bus for me. And I just feel like complete dirt.
We need to take you out back and just, you know.
Yeah, I mean.
So my mom would have said to me when I was a kid, do we need to just take you out behind the barn?
Yeah.
Lots of sympathy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, obviously, this isn't getting any better.
Yeah, right?
No, my ears are all plugged up and everything. So right now, to me, I sound like garbage.
Well, weren't you already concerned, too, because the weather's supposed to be, I mean, it's going to get nice here for the weekend.
Yeah.
But I guess up in Tahoe, not so much.
I guess it's supposed to rain the whole time we're there. And I'm like, it's my first Tahoe trip. I've been to Tahoe before, but I've never been able to like experience Tahoe. So I'm going by
explain what that means, because like, you've been there, but.
I had to go for a work trip. That was also, we didn't get to like go enjoy. It was like we flew in, had the meeting, flew out. That was it. It was like a cheer thing back in the day. So it wasn't like a...
And they made you go all the way to Tahoe?
Yeah, it was like part... We were actually... It was like part of a game we were involved with.
Have you been, Lil Jess?
Yes.
You been to Tahoe?
Yeah, one time.
Well, because you can't just go. You can't just show up. Like, you got to want to go there. You don't just stumble on it. You don't just... You're not just driving along at some point. You're like, hey, man, that's Tahoe. No, like, literally, you have to go around... you have to go around and through.
Right.
Yeah.
To make it there, they made you go all the way there just to get in, get out.
Basically, yep. It was, I know, and I was so upset because you hear all the good things about Tahoe. So this is actually like my first like trip there. So it's just a great combination of getting sick and the weather and everything.
I'm fascinated with this already, as you can tell. So you flew all the way from Florida?
Yes.
To Reno?
Yes.
And drove to Tahoe?
Yes.
Do the thing?
Yes.
Get out?
Yeah.
That sucks.
I know.
That just straight up sucks.
There were some trips in between, but like it was basically, we flew to Atlanta from Tallahassee, which if you've never looked at a map before, they're not that far apart. It's like a 30-minute plane ride.
Yeah, that's like flying from here to I would guess the comparison would be flying from here to Reno.
Even less.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Atlanta to Tallahassee.
So the meeting took place in Tahoe for whatever it was. Why? It's out of the way.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I didn't make it. They just told me this is where we're supposed to go. And it was basically we were voting on ruling for our sanction in cheerleading. So
sounds like the people that were in
ruling
charge.
On our sanction. Yeah. What sanction is
it's
this?
It's just like that you have different tiers of the programs and you just go in and they're creating new rules. And they were at the time trying to get different. They were trying to make it a legalized sport at the time and everything.
It makes sense. The organization that handled it had their meetings for a week in Tahoe.
Yeah.
And then they made everybody fly in for 14 minutes.
Everybody parachute in and do their business and get out. They had a great time.
Yes.
For the record, they had a blast while they were in Tahoe.
Yeah, I get it.
You don't sound that bad. You'll be all right.
Yeah, okay, good.
You'll be all right.
My ears are super plugged up, so as long as I sound fine, I'm good. Like, I'll rally. I'm okay.
You're fine.
Yeah.
You're fine. Should we start doing shots now?
Apparently, yes. Yeah, that's
maybe
let's do
that,
it.
You know what? I can be talking.
Okay.
We talked about this yesterday. Lil Nas X spent $30 buying the beats off of YouTube, leased the beats, I believe, is how that worked. Leased the beats off of YouTube for that song. Then they did the Billy Ray Cyrus remix. Boom, the rest is history. 7 weeks at number one. And now this song has made enough money that Lil Nas X, who's 20 years old, by the way, and you'll never hear from him again.
No, honestly.
And I think this is probably what's got Lil Jess all worked up. So 20 years old, bought Billy Ray Cyrus a Maserati and had Postmates deliver it. Because apparently Postmates will deliver anything.
Yeah.
Lil Jess is very upset about
this. Yeah, I'm not feeling it.
You weren't upset yesterday when we talked about it.
I was. I just couldn't find a way to insert my anger.
Why are you so mad about it?
Because the kid is only 20 years old, and Chet, being as accurate as he is probably not going to go further down the line. So this was his big check, and that was a terrible financial decision to buy Billy Ray Cyrus a Maserati. And on top of it, it's Billy Ray Cyrus. He's got bank.
We're on the same page on this one. Billy Ray Cyrus don't need your Maserati.
Yeah.
No, he's got a car already.
Yeah, I'm sure he's fine.
At least one.
I'm sure he's just fine.
But you think Billy Ray Cyrus is in this kid's ear like, it's okay, bro. One hit wonders can carry you through your whole career.
Oh, because who also knows about that? Billy Ray Cyrus.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Don't break my heart. My achy, breaky heart. I just don't think you'd understand. See?
And if you break my heart,
my achy, breaky heart,
I might just go and kill him, man.
Something new. Here's Lil Nas X.
What's up, everybody? We're about to pull up at Billy Ray Cyrus' crib, and I'm postmating him a gift. I'm going to see what that is pretty soon. Have you guys heard of Old Town Road? You should check it out. What's up?
What are you doing here, man?
Yeah, I got you something. What? I got you something.
What are you talking about?
You need to come out here.
This is the worst acting of all time.
Yes. Yeah. What?
Yeah. What? Anytime, what are you doing here, man?
Anytime a major celebrity opens his own door, you know it's a setup.
And when you're able to walk right up to it.
Yeah, no security.
This just in, you can't even get to my door. No, it's not on purpose. It was just a bonus.
There's a gate.
Yeah, there's a gate. And guess what? We keep it locked. And we have a friend of ours. Why do you keep that locked? Well.
So nobody can go to the door.
And they were like, well, what if I want to come over? You can text like everybody else.
Yeah.
In any event, Billy Ray. What was the show he was on?
He was on
Oxygen Network.
I know he was on the Hannah Montana show, so.
And all. What? What are you doing here?
You need to come out here.
I need you to come here. Look at you all lit up.
He's still doing it.
Wait a minute. There's no way.
It's yours. Old Town Road, number one, seven weeks.
Hey, 7 weeks, man.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
Wow, what? 7 weeks? I didn't know.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Let's go.
Man? Whoa. We may not come back, man. Woo!
Let's take it out.
Okay, based on this, I don't think this is real. I don't think any of this is all for show.
It's publicity. They got the car sponsored or a hand-me-down.
They returned it an hour later.
Yeah.
They came in, shot the thing, take it back.
It was a week rental. It was from budget.
Not even that. Not even that. A day. Well, how long do you need it? It came from Central Casting.
Yeah.
Whatever those Hollywood types do.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. Don't worry, Lil Jazz.
I can calm down.
Don't worry, Lil Jazz. He still got his money. There was no Maserati. We all got sucked in again like the Kardashians.
Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Okay, so I know this is weird, and I know you probably already know this already. I just want to be able to say it out loud. Today's high is going to be 65 degrees on May the 22nd.
Yeah.
Wow.
65 and scattered showers, the forecast for today. Ordinarily, the average low on May 22nd is 68 degrees.
That is unreal.
And we are most likely setting a record today for the lowest high temperature recorded on this date.
I'll take it.
Yes. Yeah, me too.
I love it.
Because we all know what's coming.
Yeah.
The people are like, oh, no. No, man. We know what's coming, and it's coming eventually. And by the way, even my wife and I were talking about this last night. even if we just happen to slide through and have a summer like this, you know what I mean? That was like topped out at 75 and, you know, we didn't get the heat just for 1 year. Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't hate that.
All right.
And for those complaining that's like, oh, well, we're losing a day of summer. We have plenty of summer.
Uh-huh.
We'll be okay.
Yeah, we do all right.
Yeah.
I got plenty of people. I got their numbers in my phone right now. I got plenty of people that you could call that would kindly like to tell you to STF you. Because they're...
They work outside.
A buddy of mine in Wyoming, they still had snow last week.
No way.
Get this.
Yes.
We were going to go with some friends to Brian Head for Memorial Day weekend. There's like 5 feet of snow still sticking
Come
around.
On.
Wow.
Is that true?
Now, I can't verify with my own eyes, but they were our friends were going to rent a house, and they said, there's no point to it. There's snow everywhere.
That's what I think is supposed to happen Tahoe this weekend. They say it rained, but there was a possibility of snow a couple of days ago.
Oh, like, I totally go then. By the way, you guys are going to make a baby.
No, we're
That's
not.
That's what will happen.
We're going to make a baby with 10 You'll other people bored. In the house. Yeah. Okay.
Wow. Freaky.
That's a kinky. Yeah.
charge your phone.
keep track of the ins and outs of who's coming
what?
And going.
What?
It would be an interesting story, though, for like the aunts and uncles of little buddy Junior to walk around. I was actually there when you were conceived.
Yeah.
In fact.
Oh, honestly.
The weekend? No, I was physically in the room. It was really.
Yeah, quite honestly, there were 10 of us. Could be mine. Who knows? I don't know what you guys do.
You look an awful lot like Sean.
I was, you know, was this on air or off air yesterday? We were talking about the dark underbelly of certain. See, we think it's Spence and Lil Jess. And Spence is like, no. He goes, it's Buchanan and Caleb. They have the dark underbelly of this show. And we looked at each other and went, no, I just don't think so. I'd love to tell you yes. But
you got a dungeon. Somehow she found a house with a basement. She's got a dungeon. Yeah. That's what I think.
It was a requirement. When we called our travel agent, I was like, I need a house with a dungeon. Thank you.
Wouldn't you want to customize your own? Would you want somebody's prefab dungeon?
It does sound dirty when you say it that way, like a already used dungeon.
Yeah, dungeon. Like, I don't want a pre-used dungeon.
No.
It's funny you say that. I finally got back on a Nextdoor. They allowed me back on. They suspended me for like 3 months.
Why didn't you just use a different? You can't alias it like you've done before.
You can use an alias as far as a name. You can't get on without a specific address tied to a phone number.
Yeah.
And I want to get back on and start a stir by selling a gently used love swing. and just see what happens.
Speaking of the dark underbelly,
yeah,
this is what he does.
That app is supposed to help people, and you screw with it.
Oh, no, that app is annoying as hell. I hate it.
I just got to notice. Oh, somebody found a pair of flip-flops, and they put them by the mailbox.
Hey, does anybody know of a good sciatica doctor? That's the notification I got last night.
That's true.
Stop it. Oh, by the way, celebrate and rejoice, Las Vegas. Everybody, look to the east. Yes. Thank you, St. Louis.
Bye-bye, sharks. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Bye-bye, sharks. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Bye-bye, sharks. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Bye-bye, sharks.
Yeah, that's good. I would play Gloria, too, because that's their big song that they play. In fact, our former esteemed fearless leader in Las Vegas radio legend, Cat Thomas, is in St. Louis right now, and they're playing 24 Hours of Gloria. If I had any idea what that song was, I would do it. I would do it in solidarity, but I have no idea. So we'll do this.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick.
First
pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Okay, stick with me here.
Okay.
A buddy of mine throws out this theory the other day that every person in the world, every single person, all of us, all 3 billion on the planet. Is that how many there are? I don't know. It seems like
seven,
that's a number.
7 billion.
Yeah, what did I say?
3
7
billion.
I said 7. What did you say?
I said 7.
7?
Yes.
Okay, it's 7. We can agree on 7 then. That every single person in the world has an 8 to 10 year window of hotness. That's the time when they look their absolute best. It doesn't mean that they're not attractive the rest of their lives, but that you're at your peak for 8 to 10 years, and those years can come any time. For some people, it's from 15 to 25. Other people, it's from 40 to 50.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Some people bloom later. When do you believe your peak hotness is? Have you already missed your window?
Yeah. I'm done.
Did you?
I am. I'm done. Like, I don't care about putting makeup on anymore. Like, no, I'm totally out of my hotness window, which sucks.
I think I might have missed mine. I think I might just barely be out.
Okay. What would you say that you were the hottest?
Because I don't know that I was so great when I was 18. I don't know. But maybe it was 30. I'm not sure. When was your hotness window? in a 10 year, and it can be anything you think it was. I believe Spence is in his hotness window right now.
Well, hey, thanks.
No, you're welcome. You're welcome.
I don't look at you that
I want to talk to you about something in the home. I just want to talk to you.
Okay.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chip Buchanan Show.
I got to be honest with you. The more I think about this, the more depressing it gets.
I get it.
Yeah. What? You're at your hotness peak right now. You've never been better.
I will say this. I don't know if I'm at my hotness peak, yeah. but I have felt better about myself the last few years than I ever did as a kid.
No, let's head down to JB's office and get that picture of you from about 15 years ago. No, you were a mess.
I was.
God, you were awful.
I wore funny glasses.
The fact that
funny
anyone,
hats.
The fact that anyone spent any time with you at all.
I agree with you.
It's true.
You got your super hot wife when you weren't as attractive. So you know that she like really loves you.
Really?
Oh no, that's not true at all. No, he got his act together, and then that's when he finally.
You get your act together, you get your hot wife, and then you let yourself go, and then you realize, oh my God, I'm gonna lose my hot wife, and then you get yourself back together.
Gotcha.
No, that's why I'm in a hardcore maintenance program right now because my wife is smoking hot right now. And always has been.
The key to anybody having a hot wife is they can find someone better. So you better stay on your game.
Don't I know it? Don't I know it? I just keep leaving fake bank statements around. A friend of mine believes that you have a hotness window when there is one point in your life when you were at the peak of your powers, and it's about an 8 to 10 year window. And sadly, I think he's right. Richard was trying to lobby for two windows. Richard, you weren't hot twice. Stop it. You weren't. We know better than that.
One peak of hotness, and that's it.
Yeah, you get one.
I'll go 30s to 40s.
Okay. What was the other one that you thought?
18 to 25.
Nah, you weren't.
You're coming out. You're in high school, athletic, so I was in shape. Now, I'm getting my later 40s. And I got dad bods are in, so I kind of hit it twice, I got lucky.
I don't know.
It's all confidence, man. It's all confidence. Go with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I'm not sure I was ever in it.
Yeah, right?
That's the part that's depressing. 16 to 22, maybe. I don't even think I got all 8 years. Maybe 25.
Physically, you have to agree. When I was in high school and playing football, I was in peak physical condition.
Yeah, but were you getting...
But I didn't have the brain or the confidence, and I didn't have any...
I'll just ask the question. Were you getting any?
No.
No, you weren't.
Hell no.
Yeah, I know.
17 to 27. So I was invincible.
Right, yeah?
Yeah. It was awesome.
It was all you, all the time?
But I was really... Like, the thing was, I was single then, and for half of that, I was in cheerleading, so I was, really, really fit. We had, makeup artists all the time that helped us with all... You know what I mean? There was a lot of stuff going on there.
Just hit me. Then I got adult metabolism and stuff, and I started having to pay for what I ate and drank.
Yeah.
And then that's when it all went to... when it all went sideways.
Kayla moved to Vegas and then settled for Buddy.
Who, strangely enough, is at his peak hotness.
He is at his peak hotness right now.
Little Jess?
I want to say mine's going to be 45.
Oh, you're not there yet.
I'm right there with Richard, but if I have to pick one, I would say 45.
It's
at 45. It's coming.
He's like, you feel it ramping 45. Up.
You're not 45.
No, and I'm not close to 45 it's coming.
Okay.
I'm ready for it.
All right. Oh, wait. We already talked to Richard. I don't need that again. We already heard he's got two hotness windows. We don't even give him two spots in the first pick. Bubba, you're not in your hotness window now, are you?
I'm definitely in my hotness window.
At the peak of your powers right now.
At the peak of my powers. I might be on the back end of my peak next year.
I love that. Chris, you say too, you're in your hotness window right now.
Yeah. I lost a lot of weight and people notice me now. So
I'll give you that.
Nice.
Good for you.
I'll give you that. Good for you. Because I was just about to say, we have turned into, and I love that about this, that everybody is so positive. I'm the greatest right now.
Yeah.
But my God, what an annoying group of individuals. We are right now. I'm thriving.
Say,
oh, we're all so great. Well, good. I'll sit over here on the island and go, honestly, I'm at the lowest point I've ever been. My face looks like a catcher's mitt. I look like a catcher's mitt on top of a beanbag chair. Oh my God. This is terrible. I'll be on the island. I'm pretty good. I'm good, not great right now.
I think that you're in a hotness window. Yeah. Maybe not the hotness window, but you're like in a lukewarm window.
It's not the.
Wow. You definitely are.
Yeah, no. She can say that, and she's right.
No, I don't know him. This is. By the way, this is in the 4 years I've known you. This is the best you've ever looked.
Sure.
So in the 4 year window, you are in that hotness window. Right?
Can I sit on your lap?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't even know what that means. There are people checking for you, Chet. Oh. Three times yesterday in the hallway. Hey, Chet's looking really good.
Ah.
I was like, yeah, he's walking around. He's eating better.
Yeah, but by the same token, you get the other people to go, God, look at Chet. Is he sick?
Yeah.
No.
I'm not sure. What did you hear? I heard. And then the rumors start going around. I'm not kidding. One of my charity fundraiser buddies comes up and goes, listen, we can't tell because you shave your head. You're not sick, are you?
No,
they really did. They were worried.
What I do when they ask me is I do the shrug your shoulders emoji.
Mm-hmm. They ask if I'm sick or not. So, I don't know. He doesn't tell me nothing. Hey, Zeus, you're in your hotness window right now?
Yes.
Come on. You're hotter right now than you were when you were 18?
Absolutely. I weighed like 130 and it felt like, you know, I was starving. I was skinny, you know, big head. Now I gained some weight down. I'm hitting the gym. I feel like I'm hot now.
That's the key right there. You can't just be skinny. Like when you were a teenager, like you had the metabolism of whatever, you know, fast metabolism ever. Like now you need to go to the gym and stuff. I get it. Like Spence is at his peak because back then he was skinny. Now he's like ripped and he has his brain. I get it. That is the key to your hotness level.
It's true. No, she's right.
Yeah, I agree with what she's saying. For you get that point where you're skinny in high school and then you go, you fill out.
Yeah.
Everybody fills out. And it's nice.
So, yeah, well, and some in better ways than others.
Yeah.
Like me, all of a sudden I just got fat because I lived on chicken nachos and Long Island iced teas. God, the 20s. I did. Angela, when was your hotness window?
I think I'm 35 to 43. I'm 45 now.
You just left it. Oh. That
sucks. I got divorced and... I felt good about myself and got in shape, and now I've gotten remarried, and it's kind of...
Yeah, hell, you don't care anymore.
98.5 KLUC's Chet Buchanan, Spence, and Kayla.
Who are you?
Good morning. This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Waking you up.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Yo, wake up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Shouts out to the graduating class of 2019. Speaking of Brendan Urie, who you just heard with Taylor Swift, Panic at the Disco has a song called Hey Look Ma, I Made It. Hey, look, Ma.
Hey.
Hey, look, Ma. I made it. Hey, look, Ma. I made it.
Hey, look, Ma. I made it.
Yeah, and we'll tell you how you can be a part of this song in just a second.
For the graduating class of 2019.
Hey, look, Ma. I made it.
Congratulations.
Shout out to Cynthia Garcia graduating from Green Valley High School. I love you.
Hey, Morty Pie, 2019 graduate Las Vegas Academy of the Arts. We're so proud.
Congratulations to my daughter, Adani Diverson.
Woo!
Hey, look, Ma.
Mom is so proud of you for graduating this year from college.
Are you ready for the sequel? Ain't ready for the latest in the garden of evil. I'm gonna be the greatest in a golden cathedral. I'll be praying for the faithless. And if you lose, boo-hoo. Hey, look, Ma, I made it.
Congratulations,
to my wild child, Devon Graham from Cannon Springs High School. So proud of you, son. Love you.
To my nephew, Chase. He's graduating from Desert Oasis High School. You did it, buddy. We love you. I want to give a shout-out to my two boys, Luke and Chino. Love you, boys.
I want to give a shout-out to my amazing daughter, Kylie Sebasti. You did it.
I said, hey, I want it, I take it. The fates and dreams don't break me, don't break me. I said, hey, look how I made it.
Mama, best believe it. Mama, best believe it. You must be dreaming.
Las Vegas High School 2019.
Northwest Korean Technical Academy.
Mantra High School.
Clark High School.
Spring Valley.
Congratulations!
Hey, look how I made it.
One at the end. Congratulations, woo! Class of 2019. Yeah, nice job, you guys.
Hey, this is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the exciting new game show that has theme music that sounds a lot like Price is Right, but it's not.
It's not, though.
Of course not. Shouldn't do that. That's ridiculous. It's a new game called Hit Your Buzzer. We will read you a statement. If that statement applies to you, you hit your buzzer.
Okay.
For example, oh, first of all, what's your buzzer, Spence?
Caca.
Kayla.
Yeah.
Lil Jess.
Yeah.
I love your buzzer.
She's thought about it, too.
I did.
We played a practice round in our post-show meeting yesterday. And you, what's your old buzzer?
For shizzle, my dizzle.
See, I still love that. I love that.
It speaks to you so much more than yeehaw, but I do love the yeehaw.
I love the yeehaw too.
Yeah, see, the yeehaw is really good.
It's funny.
And now, see, now I've got to rethink mine.
Okay. Because what was your original?
Though? Well, like a. I don't know. I'll come up with another. Yeehaw covers a lot of ground.
You know I can what do I mean? Yee hizzle.
No. No.
No, I really want a lot of hot sauce.
You baffled me. But hit your buzzer if you've ever run out of gas on the freeway. Nobody?
Mm-mm. Nobody? No. I was trying to think. I'm like, because that sounds like something I would do. Oh, my God, I'm out of gas. But I have not.
Oh, no, that's my buzzer. You just came up with my buzzer. That's all.
Wait, are you answering?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Really?
Yeah, I was on the way to the radio station late one night. I was 16 years old. Dropped my girlfriend off after the Friday night football game or whatever the heck it was.
Yeah.
I had to be on the radio at midnight, and I literally was on the freeway in the middle of nowhere, and it was 11:15, and I ran out of gas. That's I tried crazy. To push it. I didn't have enough time. You know, I'll never make it.
Yeah.
Oh,
in those days, it wasn't so simple. You actually had to wait and hope for the kindness of others to actually stop and help.
Hit your buzzer if you've ever lost your purse or wallet.
Yeah.
When? I did it 2 months ago.
Really?
After Golden Knights game.
That's
you remember?
Right.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I got that's it back, right. But I lost it.
Kayla?
Oh, God, yeah, multiple times. And I'm not proud of it, but, like, I left it one time in a bathroom, and it was, like, one of those just they have a single bathroom for this, like, consignment shop that we went into. And some kid went in there and took all the money, all the, like, $300 or $400 I had in my wallet, took it out, but left all my credit cards and everything.
Yeah, you know what? I'm a liar. Never lost. Stolen twice.
Oh, man.
Never lost, but stolen twice. Lil Jess?
Kmart dressing room, came back, and the $20. The wallet was there, but the $20 is gone.
Okay, so this is fun then, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hit your buzzer if you've ever had a monster hickey that you couldn't hide.
Yeah. Oh, it's so embarrassing. I got my first one when I was 16, and it was like, I'm trying to tell my mom, I'm like, no, mom, it's my curling iron. She goes, Kayla, I'm almost 50 years old. Like, you're not going to pull that one over on me.
Stop it. And your father is Randy. Please stop. Not Randy down the street. Your father is.
Your father is.
Your father, likes me. Yeah. A lot.
And see, I was so ignorant thinking that my parents were saints that I literally just walked around with it thinking my mom would think it was a bruise.
That she didn't know?
Yeah.
Your did she say anything so... to you?
Like my mom had no experience.
Have you
something.
Ever discussed this?
With my mom?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she pointed out. She was like, what the? Like, what How is old going are you? On? 15.
Hot.
Here's what's funny, though. So good. You thought it was better if your parents thought your neck was bruised as opposed to a hickey.
Yeah. Somebody punched you in the throat.
Somebody held you down.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
I was willing to explain that story. I had it all mapped out.
Oh,
what was your story?
God.
I think it was something like I had gotten a fight at school and nobody, the teachers didn't know because it was in the bathroom. And yeah, like
and you
she sucker punched me right there in my
in
neck.
The throat.
You wanted your parents to think that you were a fighter.
I was a bad child with plenty of lies.
Somebody else's fault.
Yeah, not mine.
My parents would not get over that. They would rather me make out with some dude and get a hickey than get into a fight. They would never encourage that.
Well, because they, oh, no, that's just terrible all the way around.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're employees of the school.
Yeah.
And, oh, none of that's good. Mm-mm. The fighting would be a worse crime than the promiscuous behavior?
Yes, absolutely.
Huh.
Hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
Fighting, pregnancy.
Hmm. Yeah. 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 Let's go around the room one more time.
Hmm. No.
No.
Hmm.
Huh.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 90.5.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah. This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Never played it on this show before. It's time to play Hit Your Buzzer. Lil Jess, who is our contestant?
Brooks the Fish Slater from Summerlin.
This is perfect. Fish, how Wonderful. Are you, brother?
I'm doing good. How are you guys? I actually have my Chet Buchanan Show shirt on as we speak.
Bam!
Wow.
Let's see if maybe we can even get you a different color. What color are you wearing?
Blue.
Oh, good. Maybe you need a black one. I don't know if we have. I don't know what they have back there. Yeah. No, we have black. We have
green.
Blue, green and gray.
You got a quick second to tell you a funny story?
No, but go ahead anyway.
I was wearing a Chet Buchanan Show shirt at a barbecue that we were at, and somebody came up and said, "Oh, you listen to Chet Buchanan?" I said, "Yeah." And my wife says, "Yeah, do you know who the Fish is?" They said, "Oh, yeah, we love the Fish." And she says, "Well, this is the Fish." And they're like, "Oh, you're the Fish?"
And
just totally kind of geeked out.
He's a celebrity. He's a celebrity in our midst. So it's a special all-star celebrity round of Hit Your Buzzer. Fish, what's your buzzer going to be?
Fish on.
Fish on. With a little enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Fish on.
Yep.
All right, good. Here's the deal. Right. We'll read you a statement. If that statement applies to you, hit your buzzer. Hit your buzzer. If you've ever bought a product right after seeing it on TV.
Yeah.
What's mine again? Oh, no. Oh, that's it.
That's it.
We're the only ones. What'd you buy?
Giant sucker. Excuse me. I bought multiple things, including like this Velcro. It's supposed to like keep your couch flush with the ground kind of thing. Like,
oh,
you know, you know when your couch had like the little things
no.
on the bottom of it, like the like lips in the bottom of it to like that kind of move. They were just free flowing.
The slider
they have like, yeah. And so it was a piece of Velcro, essentially.
Anybody have any idea what she's talking
that
about?
No.
Keeps
no,
it, so it doesn't move around. Like it, so it keeps it flush with the ground. I don't know. I was on TV
no
and watching
what you're
it
talking
on TV.
About. Were you drunk?
Oh, God, yes. Absolutely.
Ken Griffey Jr. hit his 600th home run, and I had to have the bat. They sell the bats, the commemorative bat. I had to have
That's
it.
That's a good buy, though.
Had to have it right at that very
Worth
moment.
It.
Well, at least we know what it is. It's a bat as opposed to whatever you bought.
Yeah. Hit your buzzer if you peed in something other than a toilet when a toilet was nearby.
Fish on.
Yeah!
If a toilet was available, I would.
Not Kayla?
I know. But if a toilet was available, I'd use a toilet.
And not you. You're a man, Spence.
If a toilet is available, I'm...
You never... Not off the back deck at the cabin?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Caca. I didn't think of that. I kept thinking that I'm in the room and there's a toilet and where else?
Oh, like
I,
you just peed in the corner?
Like a Bieber mop bucket or a, you know, sink. No. And I'm like, yeah, of course. I peed outside all the time. I'm a man.
Yeah.
I mean, I peed outside. It's just if there's a toilet.
If
available.
There's a toilet nearby.
Yeah. No. It's too much to walk the 25 feet into the cabin to use the toilet.
Every once in a while, I'm not lying, in my backyard, every once in a while, late at night, on a
go
weekend.
Out there with the,
yeah,
with,
you know what?
With just, the dogs. Just,
yeah.
That's mark your right. territory.
No, that's right.
Let Jake know it's your house.
Yep, I'm a man.
Do you? Never mind.
No, ask away.
Do you pee in the same spot just to make sure Jake is fully aware that, like, I know you marked this already, but it's mine?
No, I pee in the same spot so Bailey is aware. That's it. Bailey is the one who worries about that kind of thing. Little Jazz.
All right, I know I'm going to be judged from this day forward.
Yes.
There was a toilet nearby, Kayla, but I just didn't make it, so it was on the floor on the way to the toilet.
No. Oh, my goodness.
It was too much tequila night.
Oh.
That's not the story yikes. We thought we
should. I know all of you have had some sort of night.
Yikes indeed, sir. Yikes indeed.
You sure you weren't marking your territory like Chet was?
Hit your buzzer if you've ever had naughty thoughts of a Game of Thrones character.
Yeah.
No?
She hasn't watched any of it.
Really, oh, you haven't watched it. That's why, yeah, your time. Yeah. Your time's coming.
Same here. I've never seen the show.
Oh, you're missing out, Brooks.
Okay, which character?
Jason Momoa, easy. He was so hot. He obviously died in the first couple of seasons. But
which
he was
one?
Amazing.
Anytime they went into Lord Baelish, a.k.a. Littlefinger's brothels. Honestly.
All of the women?
The one that comes to mind that I really went, holy crap, Missandei. When
oh,
she,
that's
when she,
right.
That's
I was
hot.
Like, I was like, this is
her and Grey Worm.
No. She like when he saw her the first time.
Yeah,
she
she's
just,
in the
she
river.
Just, yeah, they were taking a bath or whatever. And I thought this is totally unnecessary, or is it? And it turned out later on. Now I understand.
Yeah,
you know. But I was like, oh my god. Okay, now hit your buzzer if you took action on those thoughts. If you know what I'm saying.
Caca.
That a boy. I knew you'd admit it.
I watch it 4 times after every episode.
Oh, and now I know what 2 of those times are for. That's right. Now I know why 2 of those.
You asked.
Wow, and the rest of the room is like,
no, you're on an island there.
All right. Hit your buzzer. Yeah. Hit your buzzer if you've hit an animal with your car.
Yeah.
Oh,
good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hit a cow.
Fish, no.
Dang.
Fish, you never
yes, hit. I said fish off.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Okay. I'm sorry. I was flashing back. Did the animal make it?
No.
Definitely not.
It was a meaty one, too. Like, we had a farm. No, listen to this. There was 2 farms near us. And, like, the one farm had, like, really, like, skinny, just malnutrition cows. And the other one had, like, the big beefy cows they were going to sell. And that one and those cows made it out one night. And my dad and I were driving home and just nailed it.
By the way, thank you for making that funny, because that so wasn't funny until that moment. But Kaylee had a big beefy cow.
Beefy cows.
That'll be the final exam answer later on today when we ask if anybody's ever hit an animal with their car. Kayla said yes. What did she hit? A big beefy cow. You know what?
Extra
all right,
beef.
One more. Final round. Okay. Final one. Hit your buzzer if you found money on the ground in the last year.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Fish on.
Yeah? How much and where?
It was a $25 chip on the ground at the Bellagio.
Kayla. Nice.
$20 bill. Gave it back to the guy because I figured it was his.
Well, Jess.
$30 bill. Kept it. Then I lost $40 and someone must have picked it up.
I found two.
Wait, really quick. How did you find a $30 bill?
How did you find a $30 bill?
I'm sorry. I said bill just because
okay,
she
it.
Had just said bill. Excuse me.
$30 like 30, a 20
yeah,
and a 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not even telling the truth right now,
yeah,
are you?
You're
just
lying.
Wanted
no,
to
I
hit
just
your buzzer.
Came out
you just wanted to hit your buzzer.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Another Big Fat Rod code word coming up in just moments. But first, your good feeling story of the day. A mother of 4 named Becca Bundy lives in Northeast Minnesota. 2 years ago, her 1-year-old daughter had a seizure.
Ugh.
First person to show up was a volunteer firefighter. volunteer firefighter named Bill Cox in a lot of small towns. Did you guys have volunteer firefighters in Venice?
We had full on.
I think in our little town of Duval, I think it's a mix.
Okay.
I think they have some full time, and I think there's some volunteer in Monroe as well. Because you know what, some of the guys I went to high school with were volunteer for a long time.
Wow. Oh, awesome.
Becca could tell when Bill showed up. Did I say his name already? The volunteer firefighter?
No.
Volunteer firefighter named Bill Cox. She could tell, Becca could, that this wasn't just another call for him, that he was really into it. Thankfully, her daughter Hadley was okay. Bill had a question for Hadley here.
Hadley, how old are you now?
Three.
She's three. She's three. And she's doing great. But it turns out that Bill had some issues of his own.
No energy, sleeping a lot.
He's been on the transplant list for a little over a year and a half.
Yeah, Bill's got a kidney problem. Becca ran into him again back in October at a fundraiser where he happened to be the, you know, one of the celebrity firefighter bartenders. Hey. Even though he's 66. Well, you know what I'm saying.
That's adorable,
Still a firefighter.
Exactly.
You know, the t-shirt he had on caught her attention. It said, "Hi, my name is Bill, and I'm in end-stage kidney failure." Turns out Bill was born with only one kidney. And, you know, like, you heard the issues that he was already...
No energy, sleeping a lot.
He's been on the transplant list for a little over a year and a half.
Yeah, so he might have to go on dialysis if he didn't get a new kidney, and he might not make it. So, to thank Bill for helping her family and her little daughter, Hadley, who, how old is she now?
She's three.
Three! She's three! Becca got tested and found out that they were a match.
Bill was the one who was the first responder that came here. Couldn't get it out of my head. I just said, I'm the one, and I know it. I thought that was one way that, you know, I could certainly say thank you. I feel pretty blessed to be chosen to be on his journey with him. And somebody needed help, right?
Yeah, she's an angel.
She is an angel, because as you may have gathered, the transplant happened in February. They're both doing great. Now, here's the really cool part. The families have become really close because of it. Bill and his wife do not have any grandkids. Oh. So Hadley has kind of stepped in, because she's three.
She's three.
And Bill and his wife's fridge is now covered in artwork from all of Becca's kids, all four of them. Remember, I told you she's a mother of four. And they're all going to go away together this summer.
Oh, that's sweet.
Just the butterfly effect of some of that stuff. And just a simple act turns into a good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Spencer's challenge, Spencer's challenge, Spencer's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spencer's challenge. Yeah.
Little Jess, who is on the phone today?
Chris Chiarella from Summerlin.
What do you say, Chris? You feeling good?
I'm ready, Chet.
Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's put some money in your pocket. Let's put some Khalid tickets in your pocket. Five questions, 30 seconds, pop culture, rip from the headlines. We do not say pass on this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Will you be cootering today, sir?
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today. 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start. When I read the first question, here we go. A legendary Lamborghini owned by a legendary driver is for sale for $500,000. Who's the driver of that legendary Lamborghini?
Dale Unser.
Who are fans saying looks sexy and hot in a GQ magazine spread?
Kim Kardashian.
Which voice star says that they may never release another album?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio both said that they were starstruck on the set of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood by which actor?
George Clooney.
Which team, which is no longer in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, still sucks the most?
The San Jose Sharks.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
Stand by for clarification. Lil Jess, you set?
Good.
You're
thank
good.
You.
Got it. He needs it. All right, same five questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one. Are you ready, sir?
Ready, Chet.
All right, then. I'm sad that the fifth one goes away after today. I might find a way.
Yeah, it's like it's now four questions to me. I'm like, oh, I got
yeah.
one of them right.
Oh, yeah, no, believe me, it's been wonderful. It's like being on vacation. Really is.
Less questions are right.
All right. So, here we go. A legendary Lamborghini owned by a legendary driver is for sale for $500,000. Who is that legendary driver of that Lamborghini?
Mario Andretti.
And who are fans saying looks sexy and hot in a GQ magazine spread?
Oh, Seth Rogen.
Which voice star says that they may never release another album?
Christina Aguilera.
Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio both said that they were starstruck on the set of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood by which actor?
Luke Perry.
Which team, which is now no longer in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, still sucks the most?
San Jose Sharks, Chet.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
All right, let's see how we did here. A legendary Lamborghini owned by a legendary driver is for sale for $500,000. Who is the legendary driver of said Lamborghini? Chris said...
Dale Unser.
I don't even think that's a real person.
Dale Earnhardt, Al Unser, combo, head yeah. kid.
Or Al Unser Jr. got a DUI the other night. The Unsers have a problem with the booze. Spence said...
Mario Andretti.
Yeah, it's Mario Andretti.
Yeah. Did you know that one?
No, I was a guess.
Really?
Well, I just figured a rich Italian car, I'll go with the rich Italian driver.
No, that's smart. Really smart. One for Spence. Who are fans saying looks sexy and hot in a GQ magazine spread? Chris said?
Kim Kardashian.
And Spence said?
Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen, believe it or not.
Booyah! Booyah!
He's got a little smolder to him.
He looks good.
He's got a little smolder to him.
He's pulling the Chris Pratt on me a little bit. Which I appreciate.
Like a dad bod version of Chris Pratt.
Well, it's a bit like he's just getting hotter with age.
He tightened it up a little bit, too. Yeah. No, you could tell, like, his face has leaned out. Two for Spence. Which voice star says that they may never release another album? Chris said.
Jim Bob Cooter.
The famous voice star, Jim Bob Cooter. Spence said.
Christina Aguilera, but that's not
right. No, that's not. Who is it?
Oh, I don't. That's what he said.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
You don't know either?
I don't know, no.
Oh, I thought you would know that one. Blake Shelton. He says it's a singles-driven world anyway, and he's like, I may never do another album, even though the record company may make me. Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio both said that they were starstruck on the set of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. By which actor? Chris said.
George Clooney.
Spence said.
Luke Perry.
Luke Perry.
Yeah. Booyah! Oh. Booyah! Booyah!
And look, I don't even care if they're just doing it to hype the movie. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
That they both, Pitt and DiCaprio were like, yeah, we were standing there. We looked over. We were like, man, that's freaking Luke Perry. And that's just, you know what? That's cool because he passed away and all that. Yeah. I just liked it. Three for Spence. And which team, which is now no longer in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, still sucks the most? Chris said?
The San Jose Sharks.
And Spence said?
The San Jose Sharks, Chet.
And you know what we got to say to that? We got to say, thank you, St. Louis. Let's go, Blues. And
bye-bye, Sharks. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Bye-bye, Sharks. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Bye-bye, Sharks. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Bye-bye, Sharks.
Yeah, and really, that's all you have to say.
That's it.
Just bye-bye.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
Wake up. This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
In the meantime, little Jess, who is on the phone, please?
Carrie Driscoll of Silverado Ranch.
Well, hello, Carrie Driscoll.
Hi.
Well, hello.
Hi.
We will also see you at the MGM Grand Garden Arena on June 22nd for Khalid.
Awesome.
awesome.
I know.
I've been trying to win tickets for my daughter.
Yeah, you know what? That's always nice. I would love one time when the adults would just stop lying. Stop with this thing. Is she in the car with you?
No, she's at school.
Right.
So it will be a surprise to her.
So it's okay for you to say, I'm stoked to go see Khalid. You don't have to lie and say that it's for your daughter. I mean, we know that it'll be a nice mommy-daughter night out and all of that, and you'll have a great time. But you can be okay with seeing Khalid. It's all right.
Yeah.
She's in full-on mom mode, though. You do everything for the kids when you're a mom.
Yes. I have four, so.
except for this. This is all you right now. This is all you. This says that you don't have to share this with anybody else. You know what it is, right?
Kayla's got a joke.
What is the best advice when trying to get a job at a moisturizer company?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, what is the best advice when you're trying to get a job? This sounds so dirty.
I already made a dirty punchline.
I've got three dirty punchlines. I'm like, she's not doing any of those.
No,
I'm with you on that. I'm sorry. So what is the best advice when you're trying to get a job at a moisturizer company?
Apply daily.
Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5. KLQC. This is the Chet Buchanan Show. Turn it up. You know. On 98.5 KLUC.
Woo. It's a big event film coming out this weekend. Right. We'll talk to Jacob Toronto on Friday from ChasingCinema.com. But Aladdin is a huge event film for all audiences. If you love the animated movie, you're going to love this.
So I was a giant nerd and said that we wanted, because I'm going to Tahoe this weekend.
Yeah.
And a couple of the girls and I planned, the guys are out playing golf, we're going to go see it.
No, it's brilliant.
We're so excited.
It's brilliant. And we had a ton of folks that saw the screening last night and just losing their minds.
The thing for me is because we all grew up on the animated version, I'm excited to see what inspirations they drew from that and then what else they decided to do because, you know, it's a different world now. A whole new world, if you want to say it. I was trying to avoid that. It wasn't on purpose. But you know what I mean now?
What did you just say? Get it, Kayla. By the way, Tone Deaf Disney Karaoke is coming back, starring Kayla Jo Walker. That's happening. That's freaking Zane, dude. You know what I mean?
But you know, I didn't mean to make the cheesy thing there, but I'm interested to see what changes they make for 2019.
Yeah.
By the way, that song and that soundtrack, lest you forget, swept the Oscars, the Golden Globes, and the Grammys in 93.
I don't doubt it.
And the Grammys.
Huge.
Best original song, best original score at the Academy Awards. Same thing at the Golden Globes. Four Grammys, including Song of the Year.
Dang.
This is just, I'm telling you, this is a big deal. Of course, Jasmine is Jasmine. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Strong, empowered female.
I'm so excited to see Will Smith, though, as the genie. I was like nervous for the genie part of like a live action at first.
Yep.
But seeing the little trailers here and there, I'm so pumped.
It's Will Smith.
Yeah, it's Will Smith. You know,
It's Will Smith. And this, and I hope I'm saying it right, Mina Masood, who's playing Aladdin. I had no idea that literally when he first, I believe he says it here in the clip.
2 years ago, I moved to Los Angeles. I was living in a closet.
In a closet. Living in a, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay? 2 years ago, living in a closet.
With my friend Elma, who's here actually somewhere.
This is last night at the premiere in LA.
And I never thought I'd, you know, get to do this so quickly after moving here. So it's been a blessing. I'm blessed.
And literally, he's not kidding. He was living in a closet. And, so they ask, what's that like?
You spend a lot less time in your room, basically, because there's not much of it. So I spent a lot of time in the kitchen cooking.
Yeah, he's not really talking about somebody's apartment.
Right.
Lived in the closet.
Well, yeah. Like Kayla says, she's definitely checking it out this weekend. You should check it out, too. In the meantime, head over to KLUC.com. Check out the screenshots feature. We got the trailer for Aladdin. We've also posted the Zane and Javia. Well, this Javia, who's, I mean, where did she come from?
I have no idea, but beautiful voice.
Javia Ward, singing a whole
new one. No one to tell us no.
Brought to you by Disney's new movie, Aladdin, May 24th. Experience a whole new world. Right, Spence? Right, Spence? Right. Experience a whole new world, right? With Aladdin, the Princess and the Lamp, Disney's Aladdin, starring Will Smith in theaters everywhere this Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, and Kayla. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. The Jeff Buchanan Show, 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, my goodness, ladies and gentlemen. I'm choked up over it. I'm so sad. And I didn't even eat carrots. I have no idea where that came from. It's time to play. What would you do?
What would you do?
What would you do? It's P1's Cordish. It is P1's Cordish, and it does come from a real life. By the way, P1's, we love and appreciate you on a level that I hope is more than most. I really do. I wish other radio shows appreciated their audience as much as we do. I hope you know how much we freaking love you. We realize that you guys are special. There aren't a lot of shows where a lot of this kind of stuff is made up. A lot of this kind of stuff, it just comes out of whatever. You guys actually send us this stuff every day to the point of where it's kind of difficult because we'll get, so you're not going to help me? No, we really want to help you, but we can't do all of them.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Literally, so we could, even if this was all we did, even if we just turned this show into, like, all right, let's grab another email. You know what I mean? Well, okay, we'll do Good Feeling Story of the Day. Grab another email. We'll play Spence's Challenge. Grab another email. If that's what it was, we could still only do like 20 a week. And we wouldn't get to everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
We just wouldn't. So so much love and thank you. So, did you have this one?
Yeah. I don't have the email in front of me, but basically, guy gets into a car, gets an Uber, and there's a 7-year-old kid. He finds out later that he's 7 and sits in the back seat, in a car seat. And the woman driving is basically explaining away, look, I'm really sorry, but she's got a cold. I can't take her to school. I have to work. And so he's going on this ride to go to the airport down to McCarran, and the kid is hacking up a lung in the back seat, and he can't sit in the back seat. He's got to sit in the front seat. Some people don't like to do that. And the dilemma, if I remember, is...
I see you.
The dilemma is, okay, obviously, you're paying for a service, and you should get the best service. On the other hand, he didn't receive that, but... Do you call Uber or go on the app and complain? Because
if you one star and you don't tip her to show your displeasure, which is supposedly how you're supposed to do that,
right?
Or you write a bad comment,
she could lose her job. And it sounds like this is the only job she has, and she's trying to take care of a sick kid.
Yeah, and that same sick kid now suffers even more.
Because she loses her job.
However,
and I got to believe it's against their policy too. Well, so sure you'd get her.
Fired. Yes.
Sure it is.
I know it's against their policy. I've talked to Uber drivers before about this.
Sure it is. But on the flip side, you know?
Okay.
On the flip, yes, it's against the policy. And why are you in the, you know, hey, you're going to have to sit up front because my outbreak monkey is stretched across the back.
Yeah.
I know it's cold and flu season. Here, would you like some mints and maybe one of those surgical masks? You know what I mean? Seriously, just to play devil's advocate and play both sides, that ain't right either.
Uh-uh.
That ain't right either. So here's the beauty of this. You... at 702-364-9898. Have the advantage of anonymity. You can tell us, really, what would you do? Do you just let it slide? Do you still leave a tip? Do you leave a good comment? She's a mom trying to take care of her sick kid.
Yeah.
So if you show your displeasure in any way, this could adversely affect the mother and the child. However, what the hell, man?
What the hell?
That trip to the airport cost me $13, and now I've got a cold.
Mm-hmm. Well, or worse.
Yeah.
Or worse. And now you've gotten on a plane and you've infected everybody else. You've infected everybody in the airport. My God, you could be the cause of SARS all over again. SARS 2019. I was trying to think of whatever thing was. It's Ebola. I've seen this movie.
You are patient zero.
Yes. Well, actually, she is. You're patient one.
Oh, or,
yeah, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, you're
but
right.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What was that Dustin Hoffman movie? Outbreak?
Yeah, with the monkeys.
Was that
yeah.
in the 90s? It was a long time ago.
Long time ago.
I love that movie.
2000s.
Oh, my God, I love that movie.
What, does yeah. he get sick from being around?
They're going to go bomb the whole town.
Oh, yeah. Really?
They've got the outbreak confined to the small California coast town on the Northern California coast. And the only way to eradicate it is they're going to go bomb the joint.
Yeah.
And they've got to, and they've got to find the cure in just the nick of time. And they've got to find the damn monkey. And little do they know, it's with its mama in the back of the Uber.
Come on. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah. KLQC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real, funny, and Vegas strong. This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
So the question is, what would you do? Call an Uber, you got to get to the airport. Driver shows up. Hey, do you mind sitting in front? My sick kid is in the back. Oh my God, and they tell you up front. My kid's sick. I couldn't get a sitter. I've got to work. You know, yada, yada, yada. Kids in the back, packing up a lung. Oh, boy. I thought of a... what if the kid is in the back, hacking up a lung?
Mm-hmm.
What if the kid's crying?
Oh.
So awkward and uncomfortable. You're sitting there just like, oh.
What if the kid is kicking the back of your seat?
Oh, no, then I punch the kid. No, I'm just kidding.
You're not going to
punch. Then you're like, you can let me out here.
The kid's not going to kick the back. If you're sick and you kick the back, oh, no. Honestly, if the kid kicks the back, that falls under lack of parental supervision.
Right.
Now I'm pissed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now I'm angry.
Yeah, the kid's sneezing and coughing. He's just a kid. Yeah. He's got a cold.
Yeah.
Oh, is it a boy in your mind?
In my mind, it's a boy.
How old's the kid?
7.
Oh, did you say 7? Oh, it does say 7. Yeah.
He's got ashy blonde hair.
Oh, I got a girl.
Oh. Huh.
I got a girl in my head. And she's small for her age.
Oh.
She is. She's
glasses?
Small,
I have glasses.
No. She's too sick for glasses.
She's got a little stuffed animal, a little plushie tucked under her left arm.
Mm.
Doesn't go anywhere without it.
And a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, she's wearing a hoodie, unzipped. No,
she's got
no
a Nintendo Switch, huh?
No Switch. Oh, that's not that sick. She's not that sick. Now I'm angry. Now I'm mad again.
Because she's
now I'm mad again. She's not that sick. Oh, that's
well, what
it.
Is she supposed to do in the back seat the whole time?
Be sick.
What, you can't do anything when you're sick?
That's the way I was raised. I had a very disciplined childhood. But these are all important things to me. If she's back there playing video games, she ain't that sick.
Interesting.
Could have gone to school.
She has an iPad, though. You're keeping her distracted while you're trying to work.
I don't know anything about raising babies. Yeah. I don't know. So I could be way off base.
Yeah, whatever you can to keep them distracted, it's okay.
And I will tell you, I will. Well, okay, what if she throws up in a plastic bag?
Oh!
That's next level for me. Right
then you go
I know. She throws up in a plastic bag.
You get out of it. I'd be like, pull over, please.
Really? On the side of the road?
No, well, I'd give a pull it over.
No, I would I would ask because I that smell would get to me and I just ask politely, I'm like, hey, I'll just get a new Uber. You handle what you have to
handle. You know, a 7-year-old doesn't have any vomit accuracy. So, yeah, get me out of the car. I don't know where, but get me out of the car.
I will. No, I shouldn't tell mine up front. I shouldn't. Joy, what do you do at this point?
Well, what would Joy do?
What would Joy do? WWJD,
of course.
What would Joy do?
So when did, as a society, did we lose empathy for people? It's like, what would you do if you were in that situation?
You're right. That lady should leave that kid home. Oh, no. That's not what you're saying. Sorry.
As a fur daddy, if your baby dog was sick, you would bring him in the car with you. You would bring him to work with you.
I'd be more irritated by the dog than the kid.
Yeah, I am turning him in. I'll say this, Joy. I'm going to be a complete, I believe the company approved word that we can use for this. I'm going to be a complete poo-ha on this one.
Okay.
You're allowed your opinion. Okay.
I'm going to suck it up and I'm not going to say anything and I'm going to tip her well and I'm going to 5-star her and I'm going to let it be somebody else's problem. And I realize I may be part of the problem as opposed to
you're enabling it. Yeah,
I probably am, and I'm sorry for that. And I wish I was stronger.
No, see,
but I'm not.
I would want to do the same thing. I'm still going to give you a tip. I'm still going to give you 5-stars because I just typically always do that in those situations, unless it is a bad experience and the person that's driving is rude. But what I would do in that situation is you have the person's cell phone number. I would text them separately and go, hey, just so you're aware, it's not a good look. Like, I tipped you, I gave you 5-stars, but I would text her because you don't want her to get, you clearly don't want her to get 1-star. And there are people out there that would give 1-star.
But you don't know, you don't think she knows this already and that because you tipped and gave her the stars, it gives you the right to give her advice on how she could. You know what I mean?
I would just...
Our boy Jay Stu sent GIF accompaniment. That's the kid in the Uber. He sneezes and blows snot all over the place. So gross.
Snot bubble kid. Yuck.
So, Joy, what do you do?
I would do what Kayla did. I would tip her well still, unless, you know, she was cussing or the car smelled like smoke or something. But, you know, she had to do what she had to do. It seems like, you know, she's a single mom. So I would take that into consideration. Tip her well, you know, just let her be on her way, but then tell her, you know, people aren't as nice as me. So
I'm not lecturing her. I'm not lecturing her.
It's not. Yeah,
I got to be honest. You should be shy. You should be siding with me, Joy, not her. Yeah. I'm tipping her and I'm looking the other way. This is what I'm saying.
As a product of a single parent, Chet, same thing. My mom struggled to raise 4 of us on her own, so I have empathy for that. And,
thank you, Joy.
Same thing as you guys said. Tip. No comment, nothing else. 5-stars.
Yeah, and just let somebody else who's not. Okay. Uber RJ says maybe. What would you do?
Man, turn her in because you want to get in technical jargon. It's child endangerment. You do not know who the heck you are picking up. Turn her in. I'm sorry. I'm a single dad. My son, when he gets sick like yesterday, he went to his mom. Don't make an excuse. Too many people make excuses this day and age to do the dumbest crap ever. I'm sorry, but Uber, you can make your schedule whenever. There's another time to drive, another time to make money. If you got to miss out on money for that day, you got to do it for your kid.
Wow. Sandra, what do you think?
Yes, to me, I don't know if I would turn her in, but... first of all, that's very irresponsible that she already have a sick child on the back of her car. Uber is very flexible with the drivers. That money that she's going to make at that moment, she should take it to give the child a safe place to rest so he can fight the infection. She's responsible with the child and responsible with the passenger and responsible with Uber drive because she's putting that kid in danger just driving around. That's not easy with that kid. Anything can happen when you are driving. So
yeah,
I would advise her and that she's not being responsible as a parent, and she's not being responsible as at her job. But I don't think I would turn her in. I would just give the advice on my situation.
Gotcha.
Thank you, Sandra. That's a really good call. Shannon in Northtown. Hey.
Hey.
You think mom should have just straight up stayed home, but she's trying to make money for her sick kid.
You know what? I can't take my sick kid to work, and most people can't. So I would turn him in. And I don't mind being on an island all by myself, but no.
Well, God bless you. Do you want the music? Hang on. She wants the island music. She wants the island music. We'll give it to her.
But where's the empathy? I mean, just my mom raised four of us, and my mom had to do whatever she had to do. Otherwise, we wouldn't have anywhere to live. We would have been homeless. My dad didn't help.
Yeah, but did your mom take you to work?
I don't recall being taken to work. I can't honestly say that. But in this case, this woman felt like she had to make money. And I don't think she wants to have the kid in the car. Okay. I think she feels like she has to.
But still, like, okay, there are rules you follow and there are contracts that she signed. So she's actually risking losing her job by taking her sick kid. So be responsible, suck it up, Buttercup, leave your kid at home or stay home with them, and that way you've got more job security.
Well, yep.
That's
cool.
Suck it up, Buttercup. That's a very nice Shannon. I appreciate the passion on that. I really do. I can't share that passion. I get it. You know me. I'm personal responsibility guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think DLK has a way through. It's not going to work for everybody either. But Bryn in Providence, you're like reporter.
What's that? What'd you say?
Oh, I'm sorry. This isn't Bryn. You must be Brian.
No, it's Bryn. You said
it is
right.
Bryn. Okay. No, I got you.
Yeah, you're one of the few people that didn't destroy my name the first time they say it.
Yeah, good job. No, you know what? Lil Jess. She had it. She had it for you. So you say reporter.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, man. 2019 is the year of the snitch. Because, I mean.
We didn't already have a final exam. Dang it.
No, really, though. Really, really peep this, though. Like, I work for myself. I'm self-employed. I'm a trainer. And normal jobs, any job, most jobs, you cannot bring your kid with you. Now, what if I miss work because I've gotten sick now? Now, what about my family? Like, I get that I have children as well. I get that she's trying to take care of her child, but at the same time, she didn't think of anybody else when she brought that kid.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
I got you. And so the only part that also comes to mind is if missing one day or missing a few hours is going to be
exactly
if you're on that
exactly
edge.
Exactly.
But haven't we all been there at some point?
Word. And it's like you brought the child, so you don't care about anybody who gets in your car first. And then it's just you're perpetuating that whole thing. Like nowadays, she probably was younger. Like I'm 35, so I'm at that age right between where, you know, the internet took over and I grew up without the internet. So I get it, but at the same time, with all these jobs that the internet's creating, you're getting more and more people who are comfortable being quote unquote unprofessional. So the whole everything's falling apart. I go and I deal with, you know, young people all the time, and it's the wild, wild west out here in these streets, man. 2019, year of snitch.
Go to the snitch. Year of the snitch. Bryn, you're the best. We could be friends. We need to hang out. Thank you, man.
Word, man. Triple Crown Athletics, holler at your boy.
I'm in. I want to be in better shape, but I want you to do it. You're the best.
It's all good, man.
I'm
Olympians out here.
Yeah, I'm afraid you'd be rough on me.
Yeah, right.
He wouldn't take any of my.
Did
you ring the bell?
I look at her. That was your shot.
Kayla gave me the look. That's all right. Triple Crown Athletics. I know where to go.
I got to be honest. I'm shocked you're not already on the website trying to see what Bryn looks like. He's a trainer. You know he's in shape.
I'm going to scope him out.
Yes. Oh, my God. That's
35, got his own business.
And he has kids, he knows about responsibility.
This took a turn quickly. DLK, can you give us the one sentence answer? I like this. And I know that not everybody can do it, but I like this answer.
You give her $100 and let her take her child home for the day.
If you can afford it, you give her whatever you can give her and you say, go home.
Good morning. Hear anything you've missed or anything you want to hear again on the radio.com app. Just search Chet Buchanan. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Hello, Jess. Who's on the phone right now?
Chris Sabayad from Mountain's Edge.
I guess there's a number of people who are on the phone. That's contestant number one is Chris. What's your buzzer going to be?
Sucking sharks.
My man. Sharks. My man. In fact, since we're already kind of off track here, if we could just take a small break for this. Thank you, St. Louis. Let's go.
Bye-bye, sharks, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Bye-bye, sharks, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Bye-bye, sharks, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Bye-bye, sharks.
Thank you. Contestant number two, Lil Jazz.
Nora Myers from Henderson.
Hey, Nora, what's your buzzer going to be? Outstanding. A little homage to your boy, Spence. Spence, of course, will be the judge of who buzzes in first, and he shall not be questioned. Kayla will be the asker of the questions, and here is question one.
Which KLUC star canceled several of her shows due to liposuction complications? Was that Katy Perry, Cardi B, or Beyonce?
Circuit Sharks.
Chris.
Let's try Cardi B.
Let's try Cardi B. Yeah, Cardi B is right.
Oh.
Cardi, they're like, she tried to come back too soon. No, she got too much work done. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what happened. One zip, Chris, here is question two.
Which disgraced bachelor has to pay $2.5 million for a fatal accident he caused back in 2017? Is it Chris Soules, Ben Higgins, or Nick Vial?
Nora?
Let's try Chris Higgins. Is that the one?
Chris Soules or Ben Higgins?
Chris Soules, that's it.
Well, I like what you did there, Nora. You might have slipped one past. I mean, you never know. We could be drinking today. You know, it could happen. Chris Higgins, yes. But Chris Soules, yes. Chris Soules also correct. We are tied at one, heading to the all-important third and final question. So we will just make this one simple game-winning point.
Which hit show just got renewed for 3 more years? The View, Wendy Williams, or Ellen?
Circuit Sharks.
Chris.
Wendy Williams.
Chris says Wendy Williams. If Chris is right, Chris wins. If Chris is wrong, well, then we really haven't figured anything out, have we?
No.
Then Nora will have a chance to come in and win. Is it Wendy Williams? Dramatic pause.
Nora, is it The View or Ellen?
I'm going to say Ellen.
Is it Ellen? My God, with the time you had to Google that. Probably get that right there. Yes! Congratulations, Chris.
Thanks.
Shooter's got to shoot, man.
Hey, absolutely. Thank you, guys. You guys are great.
You're a good man. Okay. You're greater. Thanks. Have a good day. Nora... For you, we have a Fandango promo card. Memorial Day weekend, go see whatever movie you want. Reserve your tickets on Fandango. Skip the box office lines. Head to Fandango now and let it be written in stone and handed down throughout history that on Wednesday, May 22nd, the year 2019, that Nora Myers of Henderson was the champion of
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. The greatest person in the world and final exam are next. But first...
That is so random.
Chet Buchanan's 60 Seconds of Randoms.
The most dangerous job in America. Used to think it was a logger.
Yeah.
I remember that used to always pop up. Apparently, yeah. No. Statistically, no. The most dangerous job in America in just a moment. How do we feel about this? There's a new running back. Norris Perry just signed with the Buffalo Bills. Wants to wear number 32. Of course, number 32 of the Buffalo Bills. Do you know who that is?
It's O.J. Simpson.
Yeah. Kid says, I thought it was retired, but then I was told it was available. Boom, I took it. I know the situation. How do we feel about that?
OJ lost every right to it the minute he murdered two people. So.
Yeah, but isn't that... Wow.
Sorry.
Oh, see, I didn't see it that way. That's like it was a retired, like in honor of... I just thought, ew, can you wear number 32 for the Bills ever?
I think so.
You're all right with it?
I'm all right with it.
Can you wear number 32 for the Bills?
Nah. I think it's just a number you just kind of forget.
Lil Jess, can you wear number 32 for the Bills?
I mean, now that I'm aware it was OJ's number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just say no more. Say no more. I think as an organization, I think the Bills should let it go. But I just love, boom, I took it. I know the situation. I know that greatness comes with that number playing in Buffalo. But I'm willing to take anything that comes my way. Well, is that how he's feeling about it? No, I don't think he does know the situation.
Yeah.
I'm going into my sixth year, and I know what it takes to get in this league and stay here. With that number on my back, I know I'm doing well for my family. I don't think.
Like, the idea you're trying to, okay, his football career, that's what he's trying to honor more than his outside of his football career. I understand that. It's a bad look, bro.
First time in 42 years that a Bills player has worn number 32. Because nobody wanted to wear it after, you know, because of the good stuff.
Right.
And then after 95, nobody wanted it because of the bad stuff.
Yep. Yeah.
He could be jinxing himself. You never know.
I don't think, you know what? I don't think there's much of a jinx there. You know what I'm, he's a little bit of, he's run back a few kicks and that's about it. The guy who created the baby on board signs made millions of dollars. No kids. Is that funny? Isn't that funny? No kids.
That is funny.
Do you know where the first ever NBA game was held?
Oh, guess.
Yeah, guess.
NBA, let's go Tulsa. I don't know.
That's, you know what? Out of the box thinking, though, that's smart. No.
New York. Spent.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah. Darn, well, it, I was going to pick New York. Let's go with Detroit.
How about let's go a little further north? Toronto.
Really?
Well, north and east from Detroit. Mm. The first ever NBA game, it was in Toronto, November 1st, 1946. The New York Knickerbockers played an old team called the Toronto Huskies.
Really?
In Toronto, the first game in the NBA. Simpsons trivia. When the Simpsons debuted in 1989, Bart was 9 years old. Homer was 36. Now, we believe that Bart is still 9 and Homer is 36. God, is that what we look like? Is that what men look like at 36? Ay, ay, ay.
Bald and yellow.
If the characters actually aged, Bart would now be older today than Homer was then.
Ah, funny.
Helen Keller was not born blind or deaf. Lest you believe what you thought you knew.
Oh, okay.
She lost her sight and her hearing to a disease when she was a year and a half old. It was diagnosed as brain fever back in the day, but it was most likely something like scarlet fever or meningitis that made her blind and deaf. And finally this morning, the most dangerous job in America. President of the United States. Statistically, think about this. 9% of them have been killed while they had the job. 4 out of 45. The next highest death rate is, in fact, loggers, that 0.13% death rate on the job. Another 4 presidents died of natural causes while in office. So if you count those, death rate on the job of POTUS, closer to 18%.
Jeez.
Wow.
Right? This is the Chip Buchanan Show, the greatest person in the world.
Ben's been over here working very hard the last 5 to 7 minutes.
He wouldn't give me a high five.
No, he's been screwing around, walking the hallways since about 8:33.
7:44.
I didn't even notice you were gone for the first 45 minutes. No, literally a minute ago, he's like, guys, I'm busy. We were like, right? We're like, so when did this happen? Listen, just give me a minute.
That's all fantasy land, by the way. That's his interpretation of it.
That's what I heard. That's my truth.
That's
my truth. That's my truth as a strong, confident woman. That's my truth.
I feel you.
I'm speaking. So I can't be bothered. So why? What was
it? I had actually emailed myself a greatest person last night, and I like to rewrite on a piece of paper. 24-year-old Francesca, she's known on her Twitter account and to all of her 483 followers, tweeted the following. Confession. Driving home from Penn State, I got pulled over, given a ticket for the first time ever, and when asked why I was going 99 in a 70, I was dangerously close to admitting I was banging out to Halsey's new song, Nightmare. $250 ticket, you guys. Halsey happens to see it.
Outstanding.
Quickly responds to Francesca's tweet, "What's your Venmo? I'll pay your ticket. Drive safely, please." So she goes, "Hey, I will. I promise to keep listening to your music," responds Francesca, "just at a safer speed." But that has got to be the coolest thing ever.
That's funny.
And, and it's free promotion for her new single, which is also brilliant for
so
Halsey.
So good.
So Halsey, we met you at the backstage of the billboards, and you're awesome. And today you is.
Yep.
The greatest person in the world.
Well worth the effort, sir.
Thank you. Well worth the effort.
Lil Jess, what you got?
Sesame Street introduced a new character. Carly is her name, and she is the cutest. She is a Muppet in foster care. And Carly is part of the Sesame Street in Communities program, which provides free resources for providers and caregivers to help support children through foster care and tough issues like homelessness and traumatic experiences. So I, for one, appreciate Sesame Street for continuing to make sure that we are all represented and our stories are represented as well. And if you do want to benefit from these free resources, you can go to SesameStreetInCommunities.org. So Sesame Street, you are
the greatest person in the world.
Kayla Jo Walker.
I got into a conversation yesterday with my friend back at home, and she never went to college. Like, when we all graduated high school, she stayed and was just working at a restaurant in town, and she recently decided she wanted to go back to school, and she was just feeling really like defeated because we don't have a major university in my, like, near my hometown. The closest one is an hour away, at least, if not longer and further away. So I just told her, I was like, just remember, it's never too late to go back. And then I told her the story of CSN here in town graduating their biggest class to date.
3,600.
Yeah. So I told her that story, and she felt really motivated. She actually went down yesterday afternoon and registered to get into classes. So I thought that was really cool. And so CSN and your inspiring story over there, if y'all is.
Nice.
The greatest person in the world.
Well, mine sucks, sort of. It's a little bit of suck and a little bit of good. 1 year ago today, my wife at this point was prepping for brain surgery and had to have a Rathke's cleft cyst, not fully removed because they don't want to mess around with that pituitary gland too much. But Dr. Kelly and Dr. Griffiths, ironically, Dr. Griffiths is the guy who does all the facial plastic surgery and everything for the LA Kings. We had just swept them out of the playoffs. And when we go in for the consultation, I'm wearing Knights gear. And he's like, really? we became buddies out of that. And thank you for bringing my wife back to me. Because it wasn't, I wasn't so sure that morning if I wasn't saying goodbye to her for the last time. So thank you, Dr. Kelly and Dr. Griffiths and everybody at the Pacific Neuroscience Institute. She's doing just fine now. Thank you very much. Just got the 1 year MRI and it looks to be pretty good. On the flip side of that coin, my stepmother lost her battle with cancer yesterday. She's 93 years old. Truly one of the sweetest, most amazing. She had the most incredible stories. Lived a great beginning of her life. Lived a great end of her life. She and my dad got married in 86. They were college sweethearts who, for whatever reason, didn't make it to the finish line. And they just broke apart, went their separate ways, and then met 40 years later.
Wow. That's
amazing. And got
married in 1986. And she had a great end of her life. She was wickedly funny. And we loved each other very much. We didn't start out that way because that's how that works when you're stepkids and stepmoms. Mm-hmm. But just an amazing, amazing woman that will be missed very much. And, you know, just so this isn't just a complete downer. Also, the St. Louis Blues. The St. Louis Blues.
Amen.
Thank you for getting rid of those dirty, dirty sharks.
Bye-bye, sharks. Do-do-do-do-do. Bye-bye, sharks. Do-do-do-do-do. Bye-bye, sharks. Do-do-do-do-do. Bye-bye, sharks.
And so y'all just might be
the greatest person in the world. Listen more and win more. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
So, Little Jess, who is who's our contestant?
Joe Pitlick of the Southwest.
So, you know what? I'm sorry. We changed microphones just a second to see if there was, because we think there's something wrong with that meme. I like this one.
Yeah, you like that one?
Sounds lovely.
Oh,
hang
yeah.
on. Let's listen to Spence. Everybody.
I don't like this one. It sounds thin to me.
No, it's got that, and it's got that ping yeah, in it. It's got a ping in it. It's got a ping. All right. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for indulging this. Hey, what was his name?
Joe Pitlick of the Southwest.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
Brother, listen, let me get my paper here. Where'd it go? Oh, I must have put it away. Earlier, while we were playing.
The best part is that you prepped it.
I prepped it so well. I know. All of that growth as a broadcaster and as a human being.
Yep.
Just thrown right out the window.
That's funny.
While playing the game, Hit Your Buzzer, earlier today, Kayla admitted that she once hit an animal with her car. What did she hit?
A big, beefy cow.
A big, beefy cow. It's true.
Could it be the skinny cows from the other ranch? Nope, had to be the big, beefy cow.
I don't think it would have helped you.
No, it's still a cow.
Did you feel bad, though, that like he had so much to not live for?
Yeah, I guess that is true.
What did they do with the meat? I guarantee.
They can't use it. I mean.
Says who?
There's blood everywhere.
Says who?
Roadkill, yeah. You
says
can use
who?
It.
I'm not eating.
Yeah, there was blood everywhere. You got to get that out.
Oh,
I'm not eating.
Oh,
a
is
cow.
This gross?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Is this gross? No, I'm sorry. We have tickets for Wet n Wild this Sunday for Memorial Day weekend. You will be able to enjoy a special performance from AJ Mitchell. I know you are the sergeant at arms in the fan club, so yeah, you should enjoy that. All right, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy, and everybody have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. See you tomorrow, P1s.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLQC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.